This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
After the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has interceded on behalf of the Ummah, this is emboldened. The same Anbiya alayhi wasallam who were saying nafsi, nafsi, who were concerned, now they will begin to intercede on behalf of their Ummah. Then, seeing this, others will stand to intercede. A shaheed will intercede for 70 individuals who Jahannam was wajib for, who are destined for the fire of Jahannam, who had no chance of going into Jannah. Their barakah and the sacrifice of a shaheed will take 70 of those individuals into Jannah. The status and the maqam of a hafiz who has memorized the book of Allah, the Quran, a hafiz will take 10 individuals into Jannah. After the day of judgment, when he goes into Jannah, Allah will say, read, and he will begin to read it, the Quran. And where that individual will finish reciting the Quran will be the place where his Jannah will end. One of those individuals, as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who will plead with Allah the most for others, are believers for believers. The Messenger of Allah said, they will plead with Allah the most. Oh Allah, these people lived with us, they ate with us, they prayed salah with us, we in Jannah, they in Jahannam. They will plead to such a degree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow them to intercede on behalf of their brothers who are in Jahannam. So they will go into Jahannam and they will pull out their brothers out of Jahannam. The kuffar will see this and they will recite the words that Allah recalled in the Quran. They will say, we don't have anybody who will intercede on our behalf. We don't have a Sadiqi Hamim, a close friend who is concerned about us. Also, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about an individual who only had one deed, that's it. And this individual is now destined to Jahannam. And he sees his friend being dragged into Jahannam, and his friend only needs one deed to go into Jannah. And he only has one deed. So he gives that one deed to his friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will see the kindness of this individual on that day when a mother will run away from the child from the mother. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow both of these individuals into Jannah. Pious people, remember, on that day will come in very handy. Those who are pious in this world will intercede for other individuals. Not Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. The narrations mention one person will intercede for so many individuals that they will be equivalent to the clans and the tribes of Rabi and Mudhar. Rabi and Mudhar were those clans and tribes which were the largest amongst the Arabs. One person, a pious person, who is not even a Nabi, will take so many people into Jannah, who will intercede on so many people's behalf, equivalent to Rabi and Mudhar. And therefore remain in the company of pious people, for they will come of benefit in the hereafter.